I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. If you've got frequent flyer miles on American, Delta, or Northwest, maybe you're wondering what those airlines' financial troubles mean for your travel plans. This week, American, Delta, and Northwest reported a combined loss approaching $1 billion just for the third quarter of this year. Delta's close to bankruptcy. United and U.S. Airways are already under bankruptcy protection. Bob Moon's at the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, are frequent flyer programs threatened by these financial troubles?
Hi, Alex. The surprising answer, at least it was for me, is that even while these airlines are slashing wages and in some cases cutting jobs, apparently their frequent flyer programs are considered somewhat sacred. The whole point of these frequent flyer programs is to attract the best customers and keep them loyal, and they don't want to turn away their high-yield revenue base, as the business and travel experts call it. So it's hands-off the frequent flyer program so they can hang on to their best customers as they're trying to climb out of their financial turbulence.
So is it likely that the airlines are going to try to tighten up the restrictions for free tickets?
Well, they could try. In fact, Delta has made changes in the past that have affected some of the premium members of its SkyMiles program. But there was something of a revolt by some customers, and Delta put back the benefits it had cut back on, including the miles awarded to flyers who make a lot of short, inexpensive flights. It did leave some limits in place, more complicated qualifying requirements, for example. But even in bankruptcy protection, United and U.S. Airways haven't increased their minimum miles to get a free coach class ticket. In fact, some enhancements have been made to some of their programs. And in the case of U.S. Airways, if you want to qualify for the minimum award level, you do have to book online now.
Okay, so I guess as long as the airline actually still has planes in the air, your frequent flyer miles are safe. But what about if they actually do go out of business?
Cross your fingers. The experts say there are no guarantees, but some do think that there's a good chance other carriers might honor the miles from the carriers that fold in some fashion, with the idea, once again, of attracting the most valuable kinds of customers. Some examples of that in the past, when Eastern Airlines went out of business, Continental ended up honoring Eastern's miles, and Delta ended up honoring Pan Am's miles when that airline folded. On the other hand, the experts say you have to keep in mind there are a lot more frequent flyer miles floating around out there these days, so it's by no means certain that another airline could afford to honor all of these outstanding miles. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we are looking into the legal war chest both parties are accumulating in anticipation of post-election legal battles.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace comes from American Public Media.